part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Eating at the Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
well, remix. Hello. welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with the lovely Amanda from the Simplest Podcast. How are you, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I am sleepy.
Are you?
That is what it is. Yeah, I can't say I'm high because I'm technically at work, but I am sleepy though.
I won't tell.
All right, man, let's talk about your podcast, where to find it, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, thanks. I am the host of The Simplest, a top five podcast where, you know, any top five that you want to do, we'll do it. So coming up this week, for live people listening, yes, it'll be way past by the time this airs, but we will be dropping a top five true crime documentaries with Kate, who is a TikTok creator who reviews all kinds of documentaries and posts videos. So she's pretty cool. Me and her and Shanna had a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. Speaking of Shanna, co-host Crime Rewind with her, and we actually just stumbled upon some true crime breaking news, which is why it took me a minute to get here, because we were scrambling to figure out what was going on. And then also co-host an evening at the movies, which hopefully should be back in the rotation soon. Casey's on the mend, so we'll see how he's feeling.
Well, hopefully this is live for people that's listening live. In a couple hours we'll be doing our drafts, and hopefully everyone will be there. Get the whole band back together, and I can't wait to shit on this movie. Oh my goodness. I
haven't seen The Order yet, but I'm wondering if somebody's going to steal it from you.
It's probably could have. Listen, even if somebody stole it from me, I'm still going to shit on it.
I won't, because I don't think it's a bad movie.
We'll get to that in a couple hours. Anyway, Amanda's here to do the top 104 fictional pets. Yes, fictional pets from any movie or TV show or book. How does this always go? So it's 104 movies. The highest seed will all play the lowest seed each round. There's a bye in the quarterfinals. There's a bye in the quarterfinals and the fourth round. If there's a matchup that Amanda says too hard and she doesn't care about, or she doesn't know about, she can give it to me. But however, though, she got to live with that consequence, because it's always, you'll never know who played who, because the highest seed always played the lowest seed. And like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from Ranker.com. Okay. You got a problem with that? Okay. Blame Ranker. Okay.
Are we going to have to say fuck Ranker too? We got a long list of fuck off people.
Listen, you have to tell me. All right, but this is the only list I can find for 104. So this is what it is. All right. That being said, are you ready, Amanda?
I am ready.
All right. First matchup is the play-in. Is Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Brian from Inspector Gadget?
I cannot believe Salem's a play-in. I know you didn't make these rankings, but what the hell? Definitely going with Salem.
Just be honest with you, Salem wasn't even in the top 104. I had to put him there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just being 1,000% honest.
Interesting. Okay.
Play-in, Underdog from Underdog versus Hooch from Turner & Hooch.
Definitely Hooch.
All right, let's get into the bracket. We got number one, Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon, versus number 100, Mr. Norris from Harry Potter.
I don't really have a an opinion on this. I guess we'll pick Miss Norris.
Okay. And just like that, And just like that, the number one seed is gone. Even your partner said it.
Yep. Well, you know my strategy. When I don't care, I always pick the lower seed because it helps me out later. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. So number two, Doug from Up. Squirrel. No. Or or number 99, Pabu from Avatar.
Doug.
And Doug.
Chuck Avatar.
Yes, 1,000%. You might hear that a lot in the upcoming hours. Mm-hmm. All right. So Doug will play Salem in the next round.
Okay.
Number three, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Versus number 98, Little Brother from Mulan.
I gotta go with Stitch. I loved me some Lilo and Stitch. Mm. Still do.
And Stitch will play Hooch in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Number four, Hedwig from Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Versus number 97, Sandy from Andy. Annie.
So I don't have a preference on this one either, but I'm actually going to go with Hedwig because it's my cousin's dog's name.
Okay.
After Harry Potter.
Doesn't have a good taste. Just saying. Number five, Scooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Or number 96, Spot from Star Trek.
Scoobs.
Oh, and Hedwig will play Miss Norris, both Harry Potter, next round.
Oh, nice. That. Okay.
Number six, Snoopy from Peanuts. Hmm. Versus number 95, and I'm going to fuck some of these names up, so I'm sorry, but Pygmy Puff from Harry Potter.
It's definitely Snoopy.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Snoopy will be going a long way in this bracket. Okay. Peanuts is my fave.
Number seven, Raja from Aladdin. Versus number 94, Stimson J. Stimpy Cat from Ren and Stimpy.
Man. Fuck this matchup. I gotta go with Raja.
Okay. Number eight, Pikachu from Pokemon. Versus number 93, Eddie from Frasier.
Eddie. Sorry, okay. I know you love Pokemon, but.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I don't think Eddie should even rank that low in the first place.
I don't either. Eddie's adorable.
Eddie will play Scooby-Doo in the next round.
Okay.
Number nine, Pascal from Rapunzel. Versus number 92, Dexter from Night at the Museum.
Definitely Pascal. Mm-hmm. Love Tangled.
Number 10, Buckbeak from Harry Potter. Versus number 91, Blue from Jurassic World.
I guess I'll take Blue because I don't really care about this one either. Sorry, Harry Potter fans. There's too many Harry Potter pets in this bracket. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we go to Ranker because I think I went to Ranker for funniest TV characters as well. And they'll put like a lot of shit in there, like everybody from Big Bang Theory was in that, and they probably shouldn't have, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Blue will play Snoopy in the next round.
Okay. Bye, Blue.
Number 11, Bolt from Bolt. Versus number 90, Ren 10 10 from Ren 10 10.
Let's go with Ren 10 10. Let's go old school.
Okay. Well, Ren 10 10 will play Raja in the next round.
Okay.
Number 12.
Sorry, Shanna. Shanna said Bolt. Sorry.
Yeah. Number 12, Abu from Aladdin. Versus number 89, Artemis from Sailor Moon.
Let's go with Abu.
Do, 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 do.
Love that little monkey.
Number 13, Mushu from Mulan. Or number 88, Tornado from Zorro.
I don't really have a preference on this one either. Let's go with Mushu. I love Mulan, so we'll go with that.
You can't go wrong with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Number 14, Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes. Or number 87, Astro from the Jetsons.
Uh, I go with Hobbs. That's a hard one, though. It's a tough matchup.
These are definitely tough first rounders.
Yeah.
Number 15, Pluto from Mickey Mouse. Versus number 86, Sassy from Homeward Bound. Oh, there's a lot of Homeward Bound and Lady and Tramps in this as well. But I'm,
yeah.
I'm about to say this right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lady and the Tramp, I remember. Yeah. I'm going to go with Sassy.
Okay. There you go, girl. Stick it to the mouse.
Yeah.
And Sassy will play Pascal in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Number 16, Sivan from Frozen. I know it's not seven, but it's like Sven. Sven, yeah, whatever it is. Sven from Frozen versus number 85, Crypto from Superman.
Is, oh crap, what's his name? The Snowman. Is the Snowman on this list? Probably not, because he's technically not a pet.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember his name. Okay. I guess let's go with Sven.
Okay.
I also wanted the horse from Tangled to be on here too, although I don't remember his name.
I'm so sure of you. We'll definitely say I don't remember.
Olaf, thank you, Shanna.
There you go. Number 17, Lady and the Tramp. Sorry, Lady from Lady and the Tramp. Verse number 84, Naga from Avatar.
Oh, Lady. Lady and the Tramp used to be my favorite Disney movie of all time.
Something change?
Yeah, just some. I mean, there's just some other ones that came out that I enjoy more now as an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, Lady and the Tramp's still great, has a special place in my heart. Just, you know.
And Steve Dino is on here. Just give it a chance. Give him time.
Yeah.
Number 18, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Versus number 83, Spike from Tom and Jerry.
Tigger.
Okay, so when we do this for the social media, if I can do it, because fuck you, Twitter. I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably the only person that picked Spike over Tigger. Gosh, Spike was a beast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh is another thing that has a soft spot in my heart, kind of like mm-hmm. Peanuts. They're almost always going to get my votes.
Okay. Number 19, Garfield. Versus number 82, Jiminy Cricket, Pinocchio.
I love both of these, but Garfield is my spirit animal, so.
Yeah. Okay. And the spirit animal moves on.
He's the original grumpy cat.
Number 20, Perry the Platypus, Phineas and Ferb, versus number 81, Chance from Homeward Bound.
Let's go with Chance. I don't really care about that one. And Shanna's cat, Lloyd Christmas, another grumpy cat.
Well, Chance will play Abu in the next round.
Okay.
Number 21, Pegasus from Hercules. Ooh. Versus number 80, Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Oh. Man, gotta go with Tom.
Yeah,
it's Tom and Jerry. I mean,
yeah. And Tom will play Mushu in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Number 22, Shadow, Homeward Bound, versus number 79, Hachi from Hachi and Dog Cell. Pretty sure it's Hachi.
Let's go with Hachi. I picked enough Homeward Bound.
All right. And Hachi will play Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes on the next one. And your partner is not happy with you. number 23, Winnie the Pooh from Winnie the Pooh. Versus number 78, Sylvester from Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's definitely Winnie the Pooh. I love Sylvester, but... Pooh.
Sylvester's the only person that made it cool to have a speech impediment. Number 24, The Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. Versus number 77, Elliot from Peace Dragon.
The Tramp. My goal in life is to rock a short t-shirt like Winnie the Pooh does and not care how I look. He rocks that crop top.
he rocks it, but you remember that he has nothing on under that. Just letting you know that right now.
Well, it's like Donald Duck. He doesn't wear pants, but whenever he gets out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist.
Yeah, it was really weird. Number 25, Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. Versus number 76, Angel from Lady and Tramp.
Definitely Wilbur. Mm-hmm.
My fiance hates me because I ask her these first round matchups, and that's every time I think of Wilbur, I just get hungry.
Oh man, that's some pig. That's a... I want a pig as a pet so bad, and George won't let me.
I can't pick a pet because then I just feel bad. I'm not going to probably eat bacon. Like,
I know. that's one of the main reasons. It's like, I couldn't eat bacon in the house anymore if I had a pig. I'd feel like way too bad.
BLT. Number 26, Cooper from Fox and the Hound versus number 75, Santa's Little Helper, The Simpsons.
Santa's Little Helper.
And Santa's Little Helper will play Savan in the next round. Number 27, Lassie. Mm-hmm. Versus number 74, Mr. Ed.
I'm gonna go with Mr. Ed.
Okay. My favorite version of Mr. Ed, and if you get a chance, go YouTube, look at it, is the Chappelle Show version. But with that being
said, I think I watched it. Yeah.
With that being said, Mr. Ed will play Lady next round.
Okay.
Number 28, Ghost, Game of Thrones. Versus number 73, Courage, from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I've never seen either of these shows, so I know I need to watch Game of Thrones.
You watch Courage too. Listen, Courage.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Let's go with Courage. I like the name.
Courage the Cowardly Dog will play Tigger in the next round.
Okay.
Number 29, Pongo, 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
Versus number 72, Brian Griffin, Family Guy.
Oh, definitely Brian.
I'm surprised that he was ranked so low.
That is pretty low. Mm-hmm. You're haunting this house with your whiteness.
Well, Brian Griffin will play your spirit animal, Garfield, in the next round.
Oh, no! Man.
Number 30, Fargo, Pinocchio.
Isn't it Figaro?
Figaro, yeah. Versus number 71, Snowbell, Stuart Little.
Let's go with Figaro.
Cop artist, fisherman. All right, 31. Number 31, Balto from Balto. Or number 70, Silver from the Lone Ranger. And before anybody asks, this high ho Silver, the horse. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with Silver.
Away. And Silver will play Winnie the Silver will play Winnie the Pooh in the next round.
Okay.
To me, this was a hard one, but number 32, Clifford from Clifford the Big Red Dog. Versus number 69, Tweety from Looney Tunes.
Oh, man. I gotta go with Tweety.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Can't like go wrong either one of these.
Yeah.
Not true. Tweety will play the Tramp in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Number 33, Duchess from the Aristocats. Verse number 68, Niffler from Fantastic Beasts.
Duchess. Aristocats is amazing.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Number 34, Gary from SpongeBob. Verse number 67, Einstein from Back in the Future.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, man, come on. I don't like this one. I knew there was a few I got mad at, and I know this was one of them.
I've got to say this get harder and harder.
Yeah. Man, I really love Gary, but I think I got to go with Einstein.
Okay.
And Shanna said Gary, so clearly we're still not on the same page.
Not on the same page at all.
But I do have a SpongeBob screen name for the day. So.
Gary, I'm sorry, Einstein will play Wilbur in the next round.
No!
You picked it.
Damn it.
Number 35, Rolly, 101 Dalmatian. Verse number 66, Totoro, from My Neighbor Totoro.
I don't know that one. Shanna, don't hate me. I got enough problems. Let's go with, did you say Rolo?
Rolly.
Rolo? Rolly?
Rolly.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with the Dalmatian. She said, start picking the animal you're less likely to eat. That's a good strategy, but some of these are animals you wouldn't eat regardless, so we'll have to see.
Well, the next ones, you can't eat either one of these. Well, at least I don't think so. But number 36, Beethoven from Beethoven. Rhythm 65, Crookshanks from Harry Potter.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm going to go with Beethoven. Beethoven made St. Bernard's okay again after Cujo ruined them for us. So
Cujo was amazing. It was an amazing movie. Love that movie.
No, me too. I'm just saying St. Bernard's were fucking scary after that. And then Beethoven was like, look how cute we can be.
Number 37, Black Beauty from Black Beauty. Version number 64, Dodger from Oliver and Company.
Dodger. Love Oliver and Company.
And Dodger will play Figaro in the next row.
Okay.
So don't eat Cujo.
I wouldn't. I don't want rabies.
Yeah,
and goodness. I don't want to eat a dog. But
Number 38, Gizmo from Gremlins.
No.
Verse number 63, Blue from Blue's Clues.
Oh, no. Come on.
Did I forget to say this get harder, Hunter?
Yeah. Damn it. I gotta go with the Mogwai. Let's go with Gizmo.
Okay. I finally got one in common.
Yeah. No, she said Duchess too, so we had a couple.
Number 39, Gormit from Wallace and Gromit.
Okay.
Verse number 62, Comet from Full House.
Comet.
Well, Comet will play Duchess in the next round.
Oh. Okay.
Number 40, Oliver from Oliver and Company. Verse number 61, Wishbone from Wishbone.
Oliver.
I can see you with my PBS kid when you were growing up.
I mean, no, I watched Wishbone. Bet.
Okay. Number 41, Zero from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Verse number 66, number 60, Luna from Sailor Moon.
Let's go with Luna.
And I want to say this again, make sure I said it because I messed up. So number 41, Zero from the Nightmare Before Christmas, or number 60, Luna from Sailor Moon. And you said keep Luna?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And Luna will play Rolly in the next round.
Oh, okay.
Number 42, Scamp from Lady and the Tramp. First number 59, Bruno from Cinderella.
Bruno.
And Bruno will play Beethoven in the next round.
Aww. Okay.
Number 43, Babe.
Be quiet.
First number 58, Mamo from Mamo.
Babe. Little babe. So cute.
Number 44, Dino from the Flintstones. First number 57, Appa from Avatar.
Dino. Yabba dabba doo.
Number 45, Odie from Garfield. First number 56, Mittens from Bolt.
Let's go with Odie. We need the Yang to Garfield's Yin.
I'm wondering how long that's going to last.
Probably not long.
Number 46, Benji from Benji. Or number 55, Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Binks. I hated that matchup too, but Binks is going to be the answer for a hot minute.
Oh, Binks will play Gizmo from the Gremlins in the next
one. Mother. Okay.
Number 47, Lucky from 101 Dalmatians. For number 54, Nana from Peter Pan.
Lucky. I wanted to name my cat Binks, but she already had a name, so we didn't change it. But even though she was a she, I still wanted to name her Binks. Binks.
Well, Big, I feel like Binks is a neutral name.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. But Binks was a boy, so.
Okay. Number 48, Jock from Lady and the Tramp. Verse number 53, Falkor from The Neverending Story. The big-ass white.
Yeah. I really love Jacques, so I know it's like the third from that movie, but I'm going to pick him. True, as long as I didn't call her Thackeray Binks, it would have been okay.
49, Trusty from Lady and the Tramp. Versus number 52, Spirit from Spirit.
Let's go with Spirit.
Wait, so is it, because I copy and paste this, so is it Flavor? Oh, Falkor. Falkor.
Okay.
I don't know why it had a K, but it said it. Okay.
Right. I'm sure her thing auto-corrected when she typed Falkor, because it's not a real word.
Anyway, Trusty from Lady and Tramp or Spirit from Spirit?
Spirit.
And Spirit will play Oliver in the next round. Okay. And last but not least in this match, in this first round, Predator from 101 Dalmatians or Toto from The Wizard of Oz?
Toto. Toto's so adorable.
And Toto will play Babe in the next round. I'm talking about adorable.
Yeah.
Which means that Jock will play Dino.
Okay.
And Lucky will play Adi.
I can't believe there was nothing from Secret Life of Pets on here. Interesting.
Yeah, the only match, the only website had at least over 104. Yeah. So, all right, round two. You ready?
I'm ready.
Doug from Up or Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Salem.
No more squirrels.
Nope.
Stitch from Lilo and Stitch or Hooch from Turner and Hooch?
Ugh. Damn it. I'm going to go with Hooch. Kevin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I know you love Lilo and Stitch.
both Harry Potter. Got Hedwig or Miss Norris?
Hedwig.
And Hedwig will play Salem in the next round.
All right.
I'm proud of you having a Harry Potter character go into the third round.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Scooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Or Eddie from Frasier?
I go with Eddie.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm not happy about that one, but it is what it is.
I had a dog like Eddie. What kind of dogs are they again? It's like right on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, I had one, and they're super smart and sassy and cute. Anyway.
Okay. Snoopy from Peanuts or Blue from Jurassic World?
Snoopy. Jack Russell. Thank you, Shanna. Jack Russell. They are stubborn AF.
And Snoopy will play Hooch in the next round.
Okay.
Raja from Aladdin or Rin Tin Tin from Rin Tin Tin?
Raja.
And Raja will play Eddie from Frasier in the next round.
Okay.
Pascal from Rapunzel, Sassy from Homeward Bound.
Pascal.
Abu from Aladdin or Chance from Homeward Bound?
Abu.
Mushu from Mulan or Tom from Tom and Jerry?
I go with Tom.
And Tom will play Pascal in the next round.
Okay.
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbs or Hachi from Hachi the Dog's Tale?
Let's go with Hobbs.
Sven from Frozen or Santa Little Helper from The Simpsons?
Okay, I'll make you happy. Santa's Little Helper. There you don't go. Say Sven anymore. Sven.
I'm gonna say it sometime in the near future. So there you go. I'm gonna practice it. But Santa's Little Helper will play a Boo in the next round.
Okay.
Lady from Lady and the Tramp or Mr. Ed.
I go with Mr. Ed. I don't have a horse yet, so.
Oh, Mr. Ed will play Hobbs in the next round.
Okay.
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh or Courage from Courage to Call Your Dog?
Tigger.
Okay. Garfield from Garfield or Brian Griffin from Family Guy?
Oh, damn it. I love both of these characters, but I think I gotta go with Garfield. He's the OG. I had a Garfield phone when I was a teenager.
Nice.
It was super cute.
Winnie the Pooh.
The phone opened out of his back. So like he was sitting like how cats sit like a loaf of bread, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the phone came off his back.
Oh, nice. I always wanted a hamburger phone from Juno. Always wanted one. And they actually have that you can connect to your phones. I'm about to get it just because.
That's how I wanted it. So the Garfield phone was a novelty just like that.
Winnie the Pooh from Winnie the Pooh or Silver from Lone Ranger?
Winnie the Pooh. And no Piglet? And no Woodstock? What the hell? I would rather have Woodstock than Tweety. Okay, sorry.
Not.
I know.
Make these rankings. The Tramp from Lady and the Tramp or Tweety from Looney Tunes?
Let's go with the Tramp.
All right.
If it had been Woodstock, I would have picked Woodstock.
Wilbur from Charlotte's Web or Einstein from Back to the Future?
Damn it. I'm going to go with Wilbur.
Okay.
Keep him alive so nobody eats him. Which is the whole point of Charlotte's Web.
100%. One fantastic pick. Figaro from Pinocchio or Dodger from Oliver and Company?
Dodger.
And Dodger will play Tigger in the next round. Duchess from the Aristocats or Comet for Full House?
I go with Comet.
And Comet will play Garfield in the next round.
If I remember right, when I did this on my own, I noticed that as it went on, I started going away from animated pets and going for actual animals. Okay. I don't think that was a conscious thing. That was just what I ended up doing. So we'll see. Okay.
Rolly from 101 Dalmatians or Luna from Sailor Moon?
Let's go with Luna.
Okay. And Luna will play Winnie the Pooh in the next round.
Mm. All right.
Beethoven from Beethoven or Bruno from Cinderella?
I'm going to go with Bruno. All right. That mouse was a hard worker.
And Bruno will play Tramp in the next round. Tramp in the next round.
Wait, was Bruno the chubby one or the head mouse?
I think it was the head mouse.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought too.
Gizmo from Gremlins or Binks from Hocus Pocus?
Oh, damn it. I mean, it's got to be Binks, but I really hate that matchup.
And Binks will play Wilbur in the next round.
Oh.
Oliver from Oliver and Company or Spirit from Spirit?
Oliver.
Babe from Babe or Toto from Wizard of Oz?
Well, Wilbur isn't moving on, so let's take Babe and see if maybe he can make it another round.
All right. Dino from the Flintstones or Jock from Lady and the Tramp?
Dino. Just so I can say yabba dabba doo again.
And last but not least, Odie from Garfield or Lucky from 101 Dalmatians?
Odie.
Which means that Odie will play Oliver from Oliver and Company.
Ooh.
And Dino will play Babe.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now we're on round three. It's like always, round three, your highest seed will get a bye in the fourth round and automatically go to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you got Hedwig, Harry Potter, or Salem from Spring the Teenage Witch?
Salem.
Okay. That's Snoopy from Peanuts, or Hooch from Turner and Hooch?
Snoopy.
And Snoopy will be your bye into the quarterfinals.
I am good with that.
Raja from Aladdin. Or Eddie from Frasier?
I'm going to go with Raja because I always wanted to have a tiger as a pet.
Okay. And Raja will play Salem in the next round.
Oh, it's a cat war.
Right. Pascal from Rapunzel or Tom from Tom and Jerry?
Pascal.
Abu from Aladdin or Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons?
Abu.
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes or Mr. Ed, Mr. Ed?
Hobbs.
Tigger.
What happened to comic strips? I had a whole Calvin and Hobbes book, I remember.
Well, I mean, nobody watched, unless you're like 60 years old, nobody reads newspapers anymore.
I know.
Legitimately, so.
I know. And the Far Side, I had like 3 Far Side books. The Far Side is funny shit, even still. I'm telling you. Anyway, sorry.
This is fine. Tigger from Winnie the Pooh or Dodger from Oliver and Company?
Tigger.
Garfield from Garfield or Comet from Full House?
Garfield.
Winnie the Pooh, or Luna from Sailor Moon?
Winnie the Pooh.
The Tramp from Lady and the Tramp, or Bruno from Cinderella?
The tramp.
So Harvey says that he had Calvin and Hobbes. He had Calvin and Hobbes books and read the Boondocks too. He guessed he's 60. I'll put you on 60 as well. So, but however though. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that newspapers are outdated. So there's no more comic strips anymore. I mean, you could literally go on. All these are actual fiction, real life cartoons. So you guys should go on YouTube and watch all of them.
Or you get Archie turned into Riverdale, and they fuck your shit up.
And just get so much adultified from it, like.
Yeah,
I can't listen. I can't wait for the actual adult Scooby Doo, not just the one part. I'm with the whole adult Scooby Doo. I can't wait for that shit. Okay. And Shannon says she reads a paper, like the fiscal paper.
Nice. I would steal the paper from my grandma just so I could read The Far Side and Garfield.
I used to steal paper to the sports section. That's about it though. But
yeah,
I mean, I got ESPN on my phone, so.
And what was the army one? There was a comic strip with he might not have even been army, but it was like a military guy, and he was funny, and I can't remember.
She said she's an old school.
Yeah. Me too.
Number 25, Wilbur from Charlotte's Web, or Binks from Hocus Pocus.
It breaks my heart, but Binks.
And Binks will play Pascal in the next round.
Oh.
Oliver from Oliver and Company, or Odie from Garfield?
Oliver. Oh, Kathy. I loved Kathy. I forgot about that, Shanna.
And last but not least, Babe from Babe, or Dino from the Flintstones?
Babe.
Which means that Babe will play Abu in the next round. Okay. Oliver will play Hobbs in the next round. Tramp will play Tigger in the next round. That means that Garfield will play Winnie the Pooh in the next round.
I found it. Beetle Bailey.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It was funny.
So, Snoopy is your bye to the quarterfinals. You have another bye in the bottom part in your quarterfinals, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Roger or Salem?
Salem.
And Salem will play Snoopy in the next round.
Mm. All right.
Pascal or Binks? Pascal from Rapunzel or Binks from Hocus Pocus?
Binks.
Abu from Aladdin or Babe from Babe?
Babe.
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes or Oliver from Oliver and Company?
Oliver.
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh or Tramp from the Tramp from Lady and Tramp?
I really love both of these, but I think I gotta go with the Tramp. He was so charming.
Your partner said otherwise.
Tigger. Yeah. Well, they're both good choices.
And last but not least, Garfield, or Winnie the Pooh.
Fuck me. Because these are both two childhood favorites of mine. Mm-hmm. I gotta go with Pooh.
Okay.
Shanna said Garfield.
Whoa, I'm shocked myself. Oh, okay.
That was a tough one, but I gotta go with Winnie the Pooh.
All right. With that being said, Winnie the Pooh will play Binks in the next round.
Oh.
The Tramp will play Babe in the next round, which means automatically going to your semifinals is Oliver from Oliver and Company.
Okay.
Let's see the other three that's going to be with it. Snoopy from Peanuts or Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Snoopy.
I was trying to see how long the play-in will be.
In there. Yeah. Had a good run.
That had an amazing run. Winnie the Pooh from Winnie the Pooh or Biggs from Hocus Pocus?
Binks.
Ooh.
Sorry, which Pooh.
Which means that Binks will play Snoopy in the next round. Which means that whatever wins out of this will play Oliver from Oliver and Company in the next round. The Tramp from Lady and Tramp or Babe from Babe?
I gotta go with, man, I'm gonna go with Babe only because I already have a dog in there.
Okay. So your final four.
I don't know who else to choose.
Your final four, or Mount Rushmore, according to this bracket, is Binks from Hocus Pocus, Snoopy from Peanuts, Babe from Babe, and Oliver from Oliver and Company. Just like always, I always do up to the final four for myself. So do you want to guess how many of the final four do we have in common?
Zero.
We have absolutely nothing.
I didn't think so.
Absolutely nothing. Actually, God of Truth, I went all animated, actually. And I didn't notice, so I actually looked at it. But this is what it is. I have Courage from Courage Cowardly Dog. Guess I said it, because that dog was amazing. Have Scooby-Doo, because it's my second favorite cartoon of all time. Have Mushu, because Mushu, Eddie Murphy, is amazing. And have Pikachu, because Pokemon. Yes, yeah. I said it. All right. That's my nerdness right there. That's my nerdness right there. However, though, it's not about me. This is about Amanda.
Okay. All right.
So whoever wins out of these two matchups will go to the finals. Whoever loses will go to your third place game.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but let's do it.
All right. Snoopy Peanuts versus Binks Harry Potter. Hocus Pocus. Huh.
Can I not just make Snoopy and Binks my final two? That's what I want.
No. This is why I do that way too. Get a little randomness going on.
Okay, well, I just want to put this out there that Snoopy and Binks would be my final two if I had it my way.
Mm-hmm.
But
do 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 do.
I'm gonna go with Binks because he helped save lives. Damn it! I love Snoopy.
Snoopy was a fighter pilot.
That's true. Against France in the Great War.
All right, so which means that Binks will go on to the finals, and Snoopy will go on to the third place game. Now,
I have a coffee mug of Snoopy dressed as the flying ace, and it's like super cute.
Oliver Company versus Babe.
What? Charles Schultz was. What did he do? Okay, I'm gonna have to. You're welcome. Talk. I'm gonna go with Babe.
All right, which means that Babe is in your finals, and Babe will play Binks from Hocus Pocus in the next round. However, though, before we go on to the finals, we have to do the third place game.
It's
which I know how easy it is, but just for people that's listening, I need to say it. All right, so third place game. We have number 6, Snoopy from the Peanuts, but number 40, Oliver from Oliver and Company.
Snoopy.
Yeah, that was the easy one.
Yeah.
I could predict that one. However, though, so that means that Snoopy's number 3, Oliver is number 4. However, though, this is about number 1. And even though this is the easiest thing I could predict in my life, however, though, let's get confirmation. Got number 43, Babe from Babe, or number 55, Binks from Hocus Pocus. It's
definitely Binks.
Okay. So your number 1 is Binks from Hocus Pocus, number 2, Babe from Babe, number 3, Snoopy from Peanuts, number 4, Oliver from Oliver and Company. How do you feel about that? Outside, you know, if you had it your way.
I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I know when I did it myself, Oliver and Babe were not in there, but I can't remember. I know Snoopy and Binks were, but I can't remember who else was. So I may have to go back and look at it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Binks was my overall winner when I did it on my own. So I think I had Comet going further. Comet might have been, but I picked differently. So, you know, it is what it is. But yeah. What's crazy though is out of all four of those, I have the most Snoopy merch out of any of those. In my house, I have a lot of Peanuts merch.
Back in the mid 2000s, late 2000s, the number one tattoo of any cartoon character was Snoopy.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting. I'm not sure about it now, and normally I know that because I looked for my first tattoo and I looked it up and it said that. I'm the most tatted character was Snoopy. I'm not sure about what it is now, but.
Yeah, definitely probably not, but who knows?
Who knows? All right, so you got your final four. I want to thank you so much, and you know damn well, anytime you want to come back on the show, you are more than 1,000% welcome to come on the show.
I love doing these.
These are fun, but yeah. Just like my outro says, if I don't mind doing, and anybody can come on the show, please do. I don't mind doing these. However, you got to pick a bracket that I already made. Because these are a bitch to make. Yeah. All right. Okay.
We appreciate you for doing it. And I can't believe the other day you were like, hey, somebody give me an idea. And in like 2 hours, you had it made. I was like, Okay. Well, Harvey, we have a new bracket.
We need some new brackets. I just made six in two in a week. I made six in a week. And I made one for you. The R&B bracket. R&B 80s bracket.
The 80s R&B.
West for Harvey.
That was tough. Yes. And that's the one we're doing on Thursday, right?
That's what we're doing live on Thursday with Harvey and Amanda. We're doing on Thursday. And I can't wait for that because two different contrasted styles, and I get to be the tiebreaker. So that'd be great.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
yes, you did. With that being said, I want to thank Amanda for coming on. Like I said, if you want to come on to the show, please do just hit me up. And we are out.